Good morning for Tuesday, May 26th, 2015. Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's making news on today's front page. Cleveland makes deal on police abuses. Cable TV merger signals a shift in the industry. And maligned study on gay unions shaking trust. In today's national headlines, four words imperiling health law called an error. Recess talks pursue a deal on phone data and the NSA, and the Bush family makes room for Jeb's house. In today's business headlines, in cable deal, Charter seeks national heft. Profit soars at Vatican Bank after a governance overhaul, and anonymous threats prompt jet searches. There will be more business stories, more national and world news, a roundup from the sports page, and New York Times columnist David Brooks. Now, as selected by the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top story, Cleveland makes deal on police abuses. Written by Mitch Smith and Matt Apuzzo. Cleveland has reached a settlement with the Justice Department over what federal authorities said was a pattern of unconstitutional policing and excessive use of force, people briefed on the case said Monday. The settlement, which could be announced as early as Tuesday, comes days after a judge declared a Cleveland police officer not guilty of manslaughter for climbing onto the hood of a car and firing repeatedly at its unarmed occupants, both of them black. The verdict prompted a day and night of protest and reignited discussions about how police officers treat the city's African-American residents. The details of the settlement were not immediately clear, but in recent years, the Justice Department has required cities to allow independent monitors to oversee changes in police departments. Settlements are typically backed by court orders and often call for improved training and revised policies for the use of force. A spokeswoman for the Cleveland Division of Police referred questions to the mayor's office, which would not comment on Monday. Dina Iverson, a spokeswoman for the Justice Department, also had no comment. The Justice Department opened an inquiry into the Cleveland police force months after the 2012 shooting of the unarmed occupants in a car and issued its report in December. Cleveland is among several cities, including Ferguson, Missouri, New York, and Baltimore, that have become focal points of a national debate over policing and race. On Saturday, demonstrators spent hours marching through Cleveland after a judge acquitted Officer Michael Brelo of manslaughter for his role in the 2012 shooting. While several officers fired a combined 137 shots, Brelo was singled out for manslaughter charges because he climbed onto the hood of the car after the pursuit ended and fired 15 shots into the vehicle. The occupants, Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, died from gunshot wounds. The judge ruled that the actions of Brelo, who is white, were lawful. For Cleveland, a settlement with the Justice Department averts a long and costly court fight and the appearance that city leaders are resisting change. Mayor Frank Jackson faces a recall petition from city activists who say, among other grievances, that he's not done enough to prevent police abuses. The Justice Department has opened nearly 24 investigations into police departments under the Obama administration. Federal investigators found patterns of unconstitutional policing in cities including Seattle, Newark, Albuquerque, and Ferguson. Federal authorities recently announced they would investigate the Baltimore police after Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man, died of injuries he suffered while in custody. The Justice Department's report on the Cleveland police was among its most scathing, finding that they engaged in a pattern of unreasonable and unnecessary use of force.